For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am here to cover your wonderful, wacky, amazing Saturday. I believe it's a six-game slate. I want to say so. Maybe five. I'll have to double-check that. But it's your Saturday slate. Yes, it's six games. Apologize for that. But I'm going to be covering the main slate today. There is a late slate that includes a later game. There's also an earlier game that starts at, I believe, noon my time, which is central. That'd be one Eastern, I believe. We'll not be covering those two games, but we'll be covering that main slate that includes six games. And look, I mean, I'm on a heater here. Won some money again tonight. I didn't win the big one. I literally tried to swap James Wiseman into my lineup, and it was like 10 seconds late. Literally 10 seconds late. Real bummer, because I ended up making a little bit of money, but not as much as I could have. Had I had Wiseman and some other guys I was eyeing. Very disappointing, but no worries. We do move on, and we talk about this slate here. So welcome to the weekend. Hope you guys are enjoying it. We've got the Sacramento Kings at the Orlando Magic as the first game here. It's a 4-point spread in favor of the Magic. 216 is that game total. Pretty low. But honestly, all the games on this slate are relatively low, honestly. I think scores have been falling a little bit, you know, since the All-Star break and the refs calling things or not calling things, not calling little touchy fouls and kind of letting things go a little bit more. So, the scores are down just across the board in general. But it's pretty low total there. But I don't mind it too much. I think there's some good plays in this game still. So we will go ahead and cover that. On the Kings side, not super interested, honestly, in anybody. The one that does jump out to me here is Keegan Murray at 5,700. I am expecting him to, have some really good games. He's got the ability to have really high-scoring games. He had like 47, 48 real-life points in a game this season. I'm trying to find it. 47 earlier against the Utah Jazz. On the 16th of December, so that was several months ago. But, he's got the ability to go boom, so that's, of course, the kind of people I do like to have in my lineups. 5,700 is not too expensive, so he is one guy that I definitely have on my radar, in my player pool. Not necessarily loving him or anything like that, but one guy I do want to hit on here is Keon Ellis at 4,400, and the real thing that jumps out to me there is that price tag, 4,400, and that's just simply too high for a guy that, he can shouldn't knock down a shot. He does have a decent offensive game, but he's not really a staple of the offense. He's really out there just to kind of, shore up their defense there. And that, what's evidence of that is that last game they played where he played 21 minutes, only scored 2 points, 5.25 DK points on the night. He did have a steal, but he did commit four fouls as well. So, Keon Ellis, And those sheens definitely wore off a little bit on that guy for some people, I'm sure. Will I have a share or two of him here or there? Sure, I think that's probably going to happen. But I'm not going overboard here. I'm probably more so on the fade Keon Ellis trade at this point. On the Orlando side, though, look, you got Franz Wagner. He's 6,800. I know this is a guy that I bring up every time the Magic play. I'm like, oh, play this guy, and he's been kind of crap in the bed recently. But that's why his price has fallen to 6,800. It's the lowest we've seen it since ever. I'm trying to scroll back to see if we did see him in the 6,600 back on in November. That was returning from an injury, I believe, I think it must have been returning from an injury. So it's the lowest we've seen him since that point in the season. It's hard for me to say no, especially against the Kings, who we know don't play a whole lot of defense. Pardon me there. Don't play a whole lot of defense. So I do like me some Franz Wagner here. I think it's interesting. One guy that is questionable here is Gary Harris. Some guys we could see stepping up for him if he does step out. Kind of interesting. We did see Jonathan Isaac step into a little bit of a bigger role once Gary Harris was ruled out there. But Joe Ingles will probably see an uptick in minutes there as well. Nobody that's really that exciting to roster, honestly. I am an Isaac. I wouldn't say an Isaac. Like, I'm not a fan of him as a person per se, but I'm a fan of him as a basketball player. I think he does bring a lot to the court that the Magic will eventually figure out is really, really good for them. But they're keeping his minutes really in check right now, so we can't really trust him. Maybe I'll take a stab on him here or there in some of my lineups, but that's about it. And that's it for the Magic, so let's move on to the next game here. And this is a really exciting one. It's the Charlotte Hornets at the Atlanta Hawks. And we've got a 9-point spread in favor of the Hawks for this one. 215 is that game total. 215, which is 1 point less than the Kings and Magic, which is interesting. Magic are a really good defensive team, if you don't recall. Let's get into it, man. There's a lot of stuff here. I mean, I end up with one Hornet on my roster in the end, but I like several of these guys. I like Brandon Miller at 6,700. It's another guy where his price has fallen, similar to Franz Wagner on the Orlando Magic, but it hasn't fallen quite as far as what Franz has fallen. You know, we've seen in Brandon Miller, this is kind of like the low end of his spectrum, so it's not like he's fallen kind of out where it's like, okay, now I really have to get this guy in. But I do like this price point a whole heck of a lot. Again, you know, you guys have heard me talk about Brandon Miller ad nauseum on this program, but a guy that I really believe in. He has a lot of really, he's a really gifted NBA player, going to be. Still learning the ropes a little bit, going to have his ups and downs, but definitely a guy I'm excited about to watch into the future here. But Trey Mann is the guy I'm looking at 5,900 mainly. Because I think a lot of people are still going to go back to Micić. Micić still had a really good game that last one. 24.25 DK points. He had 20 real-life points. And people are going to look at that, I think, and want to roster him. But I'm more excited about Trey Mann. And, you know, he had a nearly 50 DK point explosion against the Sixers a week ago or so. And 21.6, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. I mean, he just has the upside across the board, multiple categories that Micić just, in my opinion, doesn't. I mean, I think Micić is fine. He's going to get assists. He's going to get points, but he's really just looking to score out there. I think, not that Trey Mann's an amazing player or anything like that, but I think he does have a more complete fantasy game for us. So I'm more excited about Trey Mann. I want to roster Trey Mann at 5,900. That's the guy I've got currently in my lineup. Micić is certainly on my radar as well, though, as a pivot off of that. Again, I don't know what his ownership's going to look like there. I have to look at that, you know, as we get closer to tip. But ultimately, I do think he's probably going to come in to the point where people are going to, in this game, they're just going to want to stack Hornets, and they're going to own too many of them. So I might even come off of Trey Mann at some point. I've got some extra salary after building my roster here, so we'll see how it all goes. Any other guys I'm looking at here? I mean, it's really hard to trust any of these guys. You know, you got Pokuševski getting minutes. You got Bertans getting minutes. Those guys are 3,600, 3,800 respectively. Grant Williams, every once in a while, has a really good game. 4,800 is his salary. If you need a cost saver, I don't mind going to any of those guys in this specific game, because I do feel like that 215 game total is ridiculously low. I don't really understand why it's that low, and neither of these teams plays defense. And they have pretty talented scorers on both sides of the ball, but But, you know, I think this is a – I think anyone here is fine. Even if you want to go Miles Bridges at 8,200, I skipped over him, but you could definitely go to him as well. But Trey Mann's the guy that steps out – that stands out as the top play for me on the Hornets side. On the Atlanta Falcons – wow, Atlanta Hawks side of the basketball. Forgive my brain there, a few people. We've got some really interesting guys as well. Of course, they're going against the Hornets, so, you know, we like both sides of this game. We want to attack this. I've got one guy from Atlanta in my current lineup, and I love this play a lot, but we'll save that for the end here. Some other guys, you know, you can play. I think DeJounte Murray at 9,700. I definitely had him in my first build. I'm going to try to work him back in because it's just guaranteed, you know, he's going to get you a floor of at least 45 or so DK points. He's got the upside of getting you 60 to 65 to 70 DK points. He could get a triple double. He's got that ability in him. So I think he's going to be a popular spend up on the slate. I think it's a spend up that I'm myself going to go for. So I do like that play a whole heck of a lot. Obviously, Bogdan Bogdanovic, 6,600, has his ups and downs, but we'll definitely get plenty of shot attempts. Those guys are kind of a tier, but the tier kind of slightly above that. I don't have my lineup, but I'm still excited about him. Is DeAndre Hunter at 6,000? Look, no Sadiq Bey, no Jalen Johnson. He's the last man standing there at the forward position, at the wing position. And I do like him a whole heck of a lot here at 6,000. Didn't end up with him in my lineup here, but I don't see any reason why I can't shift some things around and get him into at least, maybe 25 to 30% of my lineup. So there you go. Garrison Matthews is the other guy that jumps out to me. 3,500 is his price tag. But, you know, they're going to need some more wings to step up with all these wings down. No Jalen Johnson, no Sadiq Bey. Obviously, we still don't have Trae Young. We don't have Kobe Bufkin. We don't have Mohamed Gueye. I think that's how you pronounce that. I'm not sure. But anyways, just a lot of people down. So I think, you know, Garrison Matthews is a guy that's going to step into some minutes here. He's only 3,500. So if you need a cost-cutting shooting guard / small forward, he's an option for you for sure. But the guy I absolutely love on the Atlanta Hawks side, the guy that I have to have in all my lineups here, is Clint Capela at 6,400. We're going to have Noah Kongwu in this one. I believe he is doubtful. Yes, he is doubtful with the toe injury here for this game. We saw what we got with Capela with Noah Kongwu for weeks at this point, and it was pretty darn good. I mean, as long as we have those stabilized minutes, and obviously Bruno Fernando is probably going to be the backup, but he's not going to take a timeshare with Clint Capela. Clint Capela is a much better center. So we push up those minutes projections. He's a safer floor play for sure. And he's got a ceiling here. He's going up against the Hornets, of course, who are really, really bad against the center position, have been for years. So Capela at 6,400 is my top play on the Atlanta Hawks. I think there's a definite double-double in his wheelhouse tonight. And, hopefully 3, 4, 5 blocks as well. That'd be really cool. Really cool to see as well. So moving on to the Toronto Raptors. Toronto, wow. Toronto Raptors at the Washington Wizards. In this game, we have a 6-point spread in favor of the Wizards. The Wizards are favored. Go figure. 232 is that game total. 232, which is obviously much higher than the first two games we talked about. But I do like this game a lot. I do have some thoughts here. On the Toronto side, you know, we probably aren't going to see Quickly. He's got personal reasons, no timetable to return, so we're just not sure. I'm leaning towards him not playing, probably. Gary Trent Jr. is probably going to end up being questionable here. He's got a back injury. He ended up sitting in the first half of back-to-back. He may play. I mean, he very well may get into the game and play, so we've got to keep our eyes on that because that's definitely going to inform some of the other guys down roster that we might be able to roster. I'm not playing Grady Dick at 5,200. He just had a huge game. People might get excited about him. He had 21 points tonight, but he shot 8 of 15 from the field, and he's generally struggled from the field. I mean, he's a rookie still, just figuring stuff out, so I don't trust that at all. I'm not going there. I've had a lot of Jordan Wara in the last couple of slates, but I'm also not going there either because his price tag has risen because all of the optimizers out there are spitting him out as a top play. So Jordan Wara is at 4,700 now, and I just don't even want to think about doing that for Jordan Wara. Jonte Porter, another guy that I've been rostering a lot, but he's 4,600 now. So, you know, these price tags are coming up and making me a little bit uncomfortable with these guys. So, I'm not super interested in really any of them aside from one guy in particular. Actually, no, I'm sorry, two guys in particular I do currently have my roster. One of them being, of course, the one and only Kelly O, the lunch lady himself. Kelly Olynyk at 6,800, power forward / center. Look, you know, if there's now Gary Trent especially, he's going to be very busy on the offensive.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And you know, you're going to get assists from him, you're going to get points from him. You're looking for about anywhere between 30 to 35, 40 DK points. That's what we want there. He does have a really high ceiling if his shot's falling, but he has multiple 40-point games since joining the Raptors under his belt. So no reason against the Washington Wizards. He can't do that again. So I'm all over Kelly O. People really don't like to roster him, so I'm going to get an edge on ownership too. Just seems like that's just always going to be the case. People don't want to respect his game, which I get. Me, myself, and Irene, I don't really respect him, his game either. I don't think he's a fantastic player in real life, but for fantasy, he's definitely got the goods. You know, we saw what opposing centers will do against him. Well, they just basically dunk all over his face when Chet Holmgren was just like all over his face, dunk on him. And who took advantage of him the game before that? But anyways, he gets taken advantage of when you know, you can't when you can't he can't really jump with people like that. So I don't think the Wizards really have that center, which is a really nice thing for Kelly O. And as long as he can't be played off the floor like that, he seems pretty safe to me. The other guy I'm all over is Javon Freeman-Liberty. Burned a lot of people tonight, which I love because that means he's going to be a post-hype guy. He had 18.5 DK points, which, you know, it wasn't bad. I believe he was like 3,400 on the slate or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. It's not showing me for some reason, but it's really not a bad return for that salary, but he's only 3,800 in this one, and this guy does have the ability to pop off. He didn't hit any of his three-pointers in this game last night. He played 29 minutes, though, which is nice to see as well. It's a back-to-back, so you have to figure they're going to give the young guys some extra run, the guys that got fresh legs. So I do like me some Javon Freeman-Liberty here, and I think he's going to be a low-owned play as well. People don't know about my guy. He was on the Bulls summer league team, so of course I know about my guy. He can definitely score the rock at a high level. But we're going to move on here. We're going to talk about the last three games. Before I do, though, I want to go ahead and shout out our DFS team who have been crushing it all season. We are in the home stretch now. DFS Pass is only $5 a month. Going to try to find some people to bring you MLB content. I know last year we had a guy, Tim, who was doing it, who was really awesome, but he had to step away for personal reasons. So, you know, hopefully we can find somebody that's really good for you guys again. Or, you know, maybe we can use some of these new tools we've been developing here as part of the MLB Fantasy Pass to get me up to speed and get me out there just cranking stuff out for you fine folks in the DFS realm. So there it is. Definitely going to have some pick-ems for you guys as well. Got some exciting people in the pipeline here to give you gambling content and picks and things like that. So sportsethos.com. Go there. Load up on all the products. The Phoenix Suns at the San Antonio Spurs. 9.5 favorites are the Suns. 229 is that game total. For the Suns, looks like we're all healthy. Eric Gordon, thank you, my friend, for giving me a nice hit there on that single game slate I played with you. I was tempted to go to Eric Gordon again, but then I'm thinking about it more, and I'm thinking, I mean, this is pretty lopsided affair. The Spurs are on a back-to-back. The Suns are a better team. So, I don't think you're going to see guys like Eric Gordon a whole lot. I don't think it's going to happen. You know, Eric Gordon in the last one had 24 minutes, and he shot the lights out of the ball, 8 of 11 from the field. He is a streaky shooter, so he could fall back down to earth in this one. I'm just, it's something in my gut's telling me. I don't know, man. That's what it's telling me. I don't know, man. Royce O'Neal at 4,400 and Eric Gordon at 4,200, though. Those guys are definitely people I'm considering. I also was considering some Grayson Allen at 6,200. He's been playing just lights out this season, and people continue not to want to roster him because he's got a very punchable face, and I get it. I also want to punch his face. Don't like the guy, but if he's going to win me money, then I might be convinced to like him a little bit more. Three straight games with 30 or more DK points, which is really, really nice, obviously. 52 DK points and a 32-point explosion against the Sixers just a few days ago. So, playing some really good basketball right now. But even on the season, he's just been good across the entire season. So, Grayson Allen is somebody I'm looking to work into some of my lineups as well. Probably going to fade the top guys, Beal, Booker, Durant. One of them may go off. Booker's under 9,000, which is a little bit insane. We do know he's got that ability to go off for, you know, 70 DK points, 80 DK points, whatever, break the slate. But I just don't think these guys are going to bring their A game. You know, they're not really, it seems to me like they really don't bring it every single game. They kind of play to their, competition's level, right? Which is not good. Not good. But if you want to roster one of those guys, I'm not going to steer you away from it. I'll probably end up with at least some of them. Not much, but a few. Lineups with some of them in my roster. On the Spurs here, you know, I don't like anything, to be honest with you guys. We can probably move on from this one. I'm waiting here, though, because Wembanyama may sit. He's looked a little gassed out there recently. Just had 31-16 against the Memphis Grizzlies, but seven turnovers in that one as well. Lost by 2 points. It was a very close game, very closely contested game with two teams that are pretty similar in skill level. And, you know, I mean, look, it just seems like he'll probably get a rest day here. That very well could happen. And if it does, you know, maybe we'll get some Zach Collins or some Dominic Barlow. I'd be probably more interested in Barlow at that price tags. Barlow's only 4,100, but we don't know that for a fact. If Wemby does play, none of these guys really jumps out to me as a good play. I just don't, not much into the Spurs. And I mean, outside of Wemby and Vassell and Trey Jones, you can't really trust any of them. Even Keldon is pretty untrustworthy. So the Boston Celtics. Yes, Celtics against my Chicago Bulls. Probably a skip, honestly. I don't like anything in this game. Both these teams are good defensive teams. We need to know who's playing for the Celtics. That's the main thing here. So, you know, I may have a play from the Celtics once we get some clarity. I would assume Porzingis will probably be out. He's been sitting back-to-backs. Not every back-to-back. But I want to say most back-to-backs, he does end up sitting one or the other game. Horford sat last night, and now it's going to be Porzingis' turn to sit, and Horford will play. So, but Horford is 6,300, so, you know, against a team that's able to play big with Drummond and Vucevic, and Torrey Craig's honestly a pretty big and pretty solid defender as well. So I'm not in love with the even playing Horford, even if Porzingis is ruled out. Derek White had a really monster game again, but, you know, if Tatum and Brown are both in, then that probably won't happen again. So it's just a lot of question marks right now. We just don't know. You know, Pritchard and Hauser are the two guys that step in when somebody misses. So, you know, they may be on the radar as well, but ultimately it might just be a pass for me. Not super excited about any of it. On my Chicago Bulls, there's just nothing. Celtics are really dominant team, really good defensive team. The Bulls always do seem to bring it against the Celtics. That's total hearsay and total what's the word I'm looking for here? You know, the data doesn't necessarily support it, but it's a feeling, right? it's just a vibe, bro. So you can look at guys like, you know, Kobe White or DeMar DeRozan. He's only 8,000. If you want to script this as, hey, the Bulls are gonna give it to the Celtics because they seem to do that when they meet, those would be guys I would definitely target there. I probably wouldn't target Vucevic. I mean, if Porzingis is out, I still don't like it. I mean, Horford's a really solid defender. I probably wouldn't go Vucevic, but DeMar DeRozan, Kobe White, probably not going out of Sumu. He's almost 7,000 now after hitting another career high yet again. Kid's on fire. I'm really excited to see that. But Caruso's an intriguing guy at 5,800. I will say that. But yeah, I'm probably ultimately a pass on this game entirely, which is rough on a six-game slate. But luckily, we have another doozy to finish us out. It's Utah Jazz at the Houston Rockets. We have 10.5-point spread in favor of the Rockets. It's 226.5 for that game total, which is pretty decent. On the Utah side, you know, Keontae George definitely jumps out to me. We have no Jordan Clarkson. John Collins is questionable for the game. So if there's no John Collins, that would be interesting as well. But no Jordan Clarkson. Keontae George should be no Larry Markkanen. He should yet again be the focal point of the offense. Should have the ability to go off. So I do like me some Keontae George for sure. Of course, Taylor Hendricks, you guys know me. 5,100, especially if John Collins is out, I'd be all over that. If we get news as Collins is in, then maybe not. At least I'll have fewer shares of him at the very least. But I do have some interest there for sure. On the Houston side is where most of my interest comes, of course, and it's because they're playing against the Jazz, who played no lick of defense, and they're sitting everybody. And the Rockets want to win because the Rockets, let me check here. Last I checked, they're like 3 behind in the standings, I believe, from the play-in, and really trying to scrape into there. They are currently 2 behind the Warriors for the play-in, and you know darn well they want to push for that final spot. So, man, we are getting towards the end here. I'm just looking at these game totals here. 69 games out of 82 played. That's pretty darn close to the end, fellas and women, fellas. But the Rockets, yeah, let's get into that. My two favorite plays here, Jalen Green. I mean, guys, kid's on fire. 8,500. No Elprin Shingun, so he's really stepped into a featured role. And I'm not ready to call myself wrong about the kid because I didn't like his game coming in. But his talent is undeniable. And if he can start to understand how to use that talent and where to take his shots and be smarter about that kind of thing, more intentional about those sorts of things, then obviously he can be a very solid NBA player. And he's got that ability to absolutely explode from the offensive standpoint. So 8,500 is that price tag here. It's a hefty price tag, but I do like it. The other guy I'm really eyeing is Dylan Brooks at 4,500. You know, look, people hate rostering him, but he's going to jack up shots. He loves to jack up shots. I had 13 of them in the last game, hit almost all of them, ended up with 32.5 DK points. Didn't get very many rebounds, assists, only he had 2 steals, but, you know, the scoring stats really weren't there. So we want him to put it both together. But, you know, of course, if he scores 32.5 again at 4,500, we'll take that all day. But he's got the upside, guys. I really think he does have, like, a 45-point DK point explosion in him, you know? And against Utah Jazz, I mean, it's just getting me excited talking about it. But yeah, I'm excited about this play. You know, people aren't going to roster him because they just don't like him. Good for you guys. I don't know. Amen Thompson is another guy that jumps out here at 6,600. Jacques Landale, 4,700. You know, definitely on the radar. We just had a really monster game himself, and then you know, two really good games as a matter of fact in a row. I do like a lot of centers on the slate though. And actually, now that I'm saying that, I realize I'm skipping over somebody that I should definitely talk about. So we'll go back for a minute. But yeah, Jacques Landale is definitely on the roster, on the radar as well. But let me tell you about a guy I did skip that I'm actually really excited about. Marvin Bagley is not on the injury report for Saturday's game. And he's playing against the Raptors. You guys know I like to target the Raptors against their center position. So I do like me some Marvin Bagley here at 5,900 as well against the Raptors. So there you go. And that's going to be it, guys. That's going to do it for us. That is the Sports Ethos DFS Today, NBA DFS Today podcast. I am your host, Keith Gork. You can follow me on Twitter at @ethoskeith, @ethoskeith. Please follow the show @ethosDFS, @ethosDFS. You can get the show drops every time they do drop. And until next time, everybody, hey, go get that money.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.